Well, we feel like the Lord's gave us a few thoughts this morning, and we feel very needy for Him to help us today. But I want to thank the Lord that He has given us treasure. I wrote on the board, the treasure. I want to talk a little bit about the treasure that God has given us and some things the Bible says about it. And maybe we'll start in Matthew 13 and 44. It's Matthew 13 and 44. It says, 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. You know, this morning, treasure is something that can make people rich. We know that wealth isn't what riches, true riches are, wealth in this world. But you know, some of the countries that have found oil have become fabulously wealthy. Little countries that their princes and rulers jet around in big, amazing things that they've built, huge, tall buildings, and everything's so seemingly unbecoming of some little country, maybe in the desert. But they found something there, and it made them rich. And it afforded them many, many things that they could never have had otherwise. And I want us to think a little bit this morning, of course, on a spiritual plane. This scripture says the kingdom of heaven is like that. It's like treasure that's hid in a field, and you don't necessarily always pick it up with the naked eye. But somebody finds it there. Somebody finds out about it, and they realize what's there, and they buy that field. And I've read at different places where states, even people, have discovered treasures on their properties, and it changed their life. Well, most of the time we know that wasn't for the good for them. But I will tell you, God has some treasures this morning that He wants us to be able to know about, and that we see, and that we for joy thereof. That for joy, when we have found, that we don't necessarily just go broadcasting everything immediately. We begin to search for it, and we begin to procure the means to buy that field. And this morning, I think about some of the treasures that the Lord has given to you and me. And, you know, it says here, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field. It is that way. Treasure can be an amazing thing. It can enrich, as far as it can give things to lives that they don't have otherwise. But it's like a treasure that's hid in a field. And so many times people pass right over it, and they never see it, and they don't know it. But somebody finds out about it. And this morning, I want to encourage us, if we found a treasure that's hid in a field, and we found the treasure of life, that we do as this says, it says, for joy thereof goeth, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. You know, there's something in selling all that we have to be able to purchase that field. But you know, I think the first thing we have to recognize is the treasure that's there. You know, there is a treasure in the things of God, and the Lord wants us to know it. It's not a secret that He wants everybody to keep from everybody. It's not a secret He doesn't want us to know. But it's a secret that He wants all those hearts to know that begins to search after Him. And so He says here that for joy thereof they go and sell all that He hath and buyeth that field. You know, this morning, I just want to think just for a few minutes here about the value of the kingdom of God. Because it says the kingdom of God is like this. It's like a treasure. It's like a treasure that's hid in a field. Have you ever thought about the kingdom of God and what it is and what a treasure it can be in our lives? You know, what does the scripture say the kingdom of God is like or is? Does anybody know? It says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it says it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's Romans 14 and 17 to 18. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. This morning, I want us to look about us just a little bit and recognize the treasure that's right at our hands, right at our fingertips. There is a treasure of righteousness and peace and joy that God wants to have in every life. You know, I see all around us. I hear the groans. I see the tears. I hear the, you know, unrighteousness is such a problem to people. You know, it so degrades a society. The things that we find all about us that have degraded our society, what are they from? Are they from righteousness? Do we have spiritual health, vibrance in people's lives? Do we have hope that is bright? Do we have people doing the right thing at any cost? We see a real turning away from those things, don't we? And with it, we find so much suffering. We find so much fear. We find so many things on the horizon. It's because of unrighteousness, most all of it. And so when we look at these things and we recognize the treasure that God has for people, folks, He wants us to have a heart that is full of peace. Do you know that? I want to read a scripture and then come back here in Romans 5 and 1. And most of us are familiar with that. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, the scripture we quoted before says that the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Those things are available to you and me. There's something that maybe they lie below the surface sometimes, and we see that they're there. And this man, it says, the kingdom of God is like a man that went and he sold all that he had because he wanted that. You know, this morning I think about this here, being justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know how your life has been, but I will tell you, it's not a good feeling to not have peace with God. It's not a good feeling to know in our hearts that something is condemning us. It's not a good feeling to know that that treasure that the Lord has so provided is not there. And so this morning, I want us to take a little bit of, I don't know if we call it inventory or if we just look at the treasures laid out that God has in His field. It says righteousness. You know, people long, they would love to have a clean conscience. I had some wood left over, and I'm kind of embarrassed to tell this story, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I had some wood left over on a job, and I never got it back to the guy for several years. And I put it on a list of things. I got to take care of this. I've got to go back and pay him for that wood. And over, it just didn't work out. Over and over. And you know, when I finally got to the place that I went to him and I said, look, I'm very sorry. But about 3 years ago, we had three boards that were left over that's yours. And I've used a couple of them, and I want to pay you for those boards. And you know, he was so struck by that he was just like, I wish my conscience was like that. Something to those words. You know, people long to have a clean conscience. We long for it. We long to have peace with God. People long. There's something made in us, folks, that when we lay down at night, that we know if something happens, we'll be with the Lord, isn't there? Isn't there something nice? Some of us here maybe have never known that. The peace that comes from being able to lay down at night and know that all is well with the Lord. You know, tonight, that is a treasure. That is something, and it costs something. It says the kingdom of heaven is like a man that he saw the treasure, he realized he found it in the field, and he went and he sold all that he had so that he could have that treasure. You know, peace with God comes free, and it comes by giving everything. It comes at a price, doesn't it? And so this morning, I just want to kind of go over a few little thoughts here. There is in the Lord these treasures. You know, there's nothing like having a household where there's not deep and hidden secrets. There's not these things that don't want to be told, just big dark things. Look, you know, that's a treasure. You know, it's a treasure to have peace in our home. It comes from having peace in our heart. You know, it's a treasure to have joy from the Lord. It's a treasure to be able to enjoy things. There's been people, Howard Hughes was one of them, many years ago, I remember, he went down to Mexico and he built a fortress and he was so afraid of germs and all the things. Howard Hughes tried to remove himself from anything. You know, when we have peace with God, we don't have to fear like that. You know, when we have peace with God, we know that some things are going to come our way that's terrible. We know that we may get in an awful wreck sometime. But do you know we don't have to live in constant fear of that thing? You know, the Lord wants to give us a treasure of peace, a treasure of joy to our hearts that only comes by giving it all. And so this morning, I want to look at the next two verses there, Matthew 13 and 45. It says, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. You know, we find two things there again. We find something of great value, something worth more than anything else he had. And then we find that he sold all that he had to obtain that. You know, this morning, I believe the Lord is wanting to help us this morning to recognize that there is some things that we're going to have to sell all that we've got in order to obtain the treasures of the Lord. You know, this morning, Jesus said in John 14 and 27, and that's another very familiar scripture, John 14 and 27, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Do you know that Jesus was talking to people that many people hated? He was talking to people that if they took his words, people were going to hate and put them to death sometimes and all those kind of things. And Jesus said something here. He said, I'm going to leave you peace. My peace I'm going to give unto you. Not as the world giveth. It's not like the world giveth. We used to sing a little song. As I remember it, I would sing it in the morning sometimes, just being fun. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. What's the rest of that? Something, I have a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. What's that? Scriptural. Okay, it's scriptural. Do you know that if our peace is founded on everything going our way, it's not going to last very long, and it's not going to be very deep, and there's going to be a lot of fear move in there. But Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not like the world giveth. He doesn't give that kind of peace. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This morning the Lord wants to give us something. And I want to look at some scriptures through here and study on this just a little bit this morning. Do you know the Lord has treasures that He wants to share with us? All kinds of treasures. Do you know in Isaiah 58 and 11, He told some people there, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually." Let me get to that. Isaiah 58 and 11. "And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not." Now, folks, I know this sounds pretty great, but I believe the Lord wants us to see what He has and to reach out a little deeper for some of these good things. He said the Lord's going to guide us continually. He's going to satisfy our soul in drought. Drought means when everything else is drying up. When everything else is drying up, He said He's going to satisfy our soul. You know how valuable that is to me? Folks, I hope we get a glimpse this morning of the riches and the treasures that God has, that He wants He wants us to have in our lives. Does it mean that our body will never be in pain? Does it mean that we will never suffer? Does it mean that we will never feel attacked by the enemy? Sometimes a real attacks, serious, ongoing attack. Does it mean that we will not have any of that? No, it doesn't mean that. You know, we find Paul saying, "Without were fightings and within were fears." Paul had to experience some of those things, but I will tell you, Paul didn't stop there. He went to the well where Isaiah tells us that with joy, that the joy of the Lord would be our strength. You know, the Lord wants us to draw some things from Him, and He wants us to see the treasures that He has today. I will tell you, the treasure we have to be able to know that our name is written in heaven, to me, that's a great treasure this morning. The Lord help us each one today to find all that God has for us. In Luke 14 and 33, we find here Jesus says something here that means something to us. Luke 14 and 33, "So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." I just want to bring us that little message this morning. Folks, the Lord wants us to forsake all that we have to be His disciple. I don't know what it is in your life or mine, or I know what my life consists of, but you know, this morning, we have to forsake some things to follow the Lord. We have to forsake our fears, the things that would stop us. Those things will stand between us and God at the end if we don't. We have to forsake our fears of what the Lord might require, our fears of what it would be to be different than other people living for the Lord like He wants us to. You know, we have to forsake the things in our mind that we've built up. We have to forsake our own thoughts. Doesn't the Bible say that we should be forsaking our thoughts and following after the Lord? I believe that's in Isaiah 55. But you know, the Lord is looking for us to forsake some things. We're going to have to forsake all. What is all? All that He hath. What do we have? We have what we have on board. We have ourself. We have sin, maybe. And God's asking us to forsake that, to follow Him. And He says we cannot be His disciple unless we forsake all. And so this morning, that's Isaiah 55 and 7, 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found." You know, we can't always find the Lord. There's going to be a time in our existence that it's going to be too late for us to seek the Lord. There's going to be a day that we draw our last breath and we won't be able to seek the Lord then. And He says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, this morning, our thoughts are not the Lord's thoughts. Our thoughts aren't His thoughts. Our ideas aren't His ideas. Our understandings aren't His understandings unless He gives us His. And this morning, we have to forsake some things to be able to follow the Lord all the way. So this morning, we just want to encourage us that we follow the Lord with all of our hearts, and that we serve Him and forsake all that we have. Now, we might have in our hearts some resistance. I don't know about you, but most of us have some things we have to deal with. Even after we get saved, we have some things. Do you know the enemy will come up to you even after you're saved and say, now what if God calls you to go to Africa? Are you going to be willing to go? You know, the Lord wants us to be willing to do anything He wants, but the devil uses that, doesn't he? We have to forsake all of our thoughts. We have to forsake all of our sins. Those things that would stand between us and God, and we know it, we have to let them go. We have to forsake them, or we can't live for God. He said, you can't be my disciple unless you forsake all. And so this morning, let's just let the Lord work in our hearts and in our lives to find the treasures that He has given to us. I want to look here in Luke 15 and 2 at a couple of places here, a couple of sets of scriptures, Luke 15 and 2. It says, and the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. You know, this morning, the Lord is like that. Did you know that He cares enough about you and me that He's willing to go after us alone if need be? That He is willing, He was willing to send Philip down there to talk to that man in the chariot, that Ethiopian eunuch. He was willing to send Philip all the way down there just for that man. Do you know, when we begin to see that treasure in the field and we begin to seek and hunger after the things of God, I want to tell you something, God will fill us, but we have to forsake all that we have. We have to forsake our mind, our thoughts, our ways, and follow the Lord with all that we have. And when we do that, we'll find what He has for us. The Lord is out looking for you and me. He's out looking for people. He's not looking to turn us away. He's not looking to be adversarial to us. He's not looking to put us in a way that we can't live. The Lord's looking to give us those treasures that we find in the kingdom of heaven. And when we go on here, it says, either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. You know, he was giving an illustration here that something was there, but it got lost. And he said, there's joy in when the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. But do you know the Lord gives us, I believe, a little principle here that we can look to too? Maybe we've lost a little something that we had. This woman knew, it says here, that she had 10 pieces of silver. She knew what she had. And she came to a realization that I lost some. I lost it somewhere. And it says that she began to seek diligently. And she began, it says that she lighted a candle. And she swept the house. And sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And that's what this woman did. She began to seek, Lord, where is it? Where is what I lost? You know, this morning, I believe God wants us to have a full supply of the things of God. And He wants us to seek till we find it. And just like He knew, I lost one somewhere along the way. One of them got lost. I'm going to go find them. He wants us to do that with our own salvation this morning. With our own experience with the Lord. If we know that we've lost something. Or if we've even lost. I'm not necessarily talking about sin. Things many times begin to. We begin to lose ground with the Lord. And we realize my connection isn't there like it was. You know, I remember the day I got saved when I was a young man. I don't know if it was my first experience. The first time I ever remembered going to the altar. But, you know, I remember how heavy my heart was. I remember when I went, how light my heart became. I felt that burden roll off of me. And I felt the grace of God smile upon me and give me repentance and forgiveness. You know, this morning, the Lord wants all of us to have a clarity in our life. He wants us to search if we know that we've let some of it slip. He wants us to seek for those things. And until we find. I believe the Lord would like for us to do that. You know, we read the scripture just before it. The scriptures about the sheep that was lost. And you know, in compassion, this one went after those sheep. Jesus was telling these stories. Do you know He wants us to look after our things too, and to look after the things of our life? You know, the things of life are so many treasures that God has. I believe this morning. When we get our eyes away from the Lord, sometimes we just kind of take our eyes off. Peter did that when he walked on the water, didn't he? He walked right out there. His eyes were on the Lord. He saw that. And he began to look and see the waves. And he began to sink. Do you know this morning, we'll do that too if we begin to look at the cost or the waves or the troubles that come into our life. I want to encourage us today that we allow the Lord to be our strength. That we search for Him until He gives us that which my soul desires. The Lord wants to be the joy of our heart. In Nehemiah 8 and 10, I quoted that a while ago. The end of that scripture says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you know that's where people become a lot more solid? When they don't feel like, you know, I don't know how I can live this. I don't know how. You know, when the Lord begins to work in your heart and give you some joys in those things, that puts you in a lot more sure situation. It really does. Because contented sheep don't just run off. Well, Lord, help us here this morning. I just had a few scriptures for us. Not a long message. But I wanted to read one more in Acts 24 and 25. First, I'll mention the one in James 1 and 5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. These are treasures that come. We don't know what to do many times in life. There's so many times we don't know what to do. But do you know that one of the treasures of the kingdom of God is that He will guide us continually? That we'll hear a word behind us saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." That He will give us wisdom when we need it. He's promised to do that unless we take our own way, our own wisdom. And then we falter in those things. But you know, this morning, the Lord wants to give us the treasures of the kingdom of God. I believe it this morning. And I believe if your faith will take it in, if you can believe it too, I believe God will give you those things also. It doesn't mean our troubles all go away. It doesn't mean that, as Paul experienced, that we don't get some whippings and the world doesn't throw its wrath at us. It doesn't mean that we don't have some afflictions, because he said one place, you know, we were appointed thereto. You know, there's things that we are going to experience in life. And the Lord explained that to Paul one time. He said, "In your weakness, Paul, you're made strong." Do you know that we can latch hold of these things this morning? And in faith, reach out and believe. God has what I need today. I'm going to reach out there and take it. But I want to give us one more scripture or so in Acts 24 and 25. It says, "And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, 'Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee.'" I want to tell us in the fear of God this morning, folks, when the Lord deals with us and talks to us, that is the only safe time for us to move. It is the time, Felix, we don't hear any more from Felix. Felix never took care of his soul that we know of. It's a sad account. But it says he trembled. He trembled, and as he reasoned of righteousness, the kingdom of God, as he reasoned of things that really mattered in Felix's life, he reasoned with him, Paul did. Now, Paul was a prisoner, wasn't he? And he was telling Felix these things. Felix knew in his heart. You know, when the Lord talks to our heart and we know it, that is the time, folks. That is the time. Now is the accepted time. And I want to encourage all of us this morning to sell all that we have and to not hold anything from the Lord. Allow Him to be that place in our life. There is so much to gain. And I don't know how much inventory you've taken of the things of God. I don't know how much you have looked at the things. Is this true? Is it true that there is an eternity out there? Is it true that there is a God that has told us that every knee is going to bow? Every tongue is going to confess? Is that true? That's what Felix was dealing with. He knew it was true. And we do too this morning. And I want to encourage us that as the Lord works with us and talks with us, let's just sell all that we have. As He deals with us, we might be the Lord blessing us. And we might realize, you know what, I think there's a coin there that I've kind of let some slip in here. I'm going to search diligently for it. I'm going to find it. I'm going to recover that thing. This morning I want to encourage us today, young folks, look at the kingdom of God and consider it all. And consider the things that God has promised to His people. And consider the fate of the guilty. And consider all those things. And let your heart forsake all. Let it forsake all your fears. Let it forsake all your questions to the Lord. Lord, I need some answers. I need some help here. But I will tell you, the enemy will hold us. He will hold us back from some of the precious things of God. Do you know that you can be saved and sanctified as you want to be and serving God? And I will tell you what, if you get your eyes on a bunch of issues coming your way and it takes your peace, The devil will step right up there beside you and tell you it's not worth this cost. You know, he'll take your peace from you. Let's look around a little and say, Lord, I'm going to forsake all that I have. And I'm going to serve you with my whole heart. Y'all pray for me.